Hey, it's Woody and Jim. Before this was a podcast,
it was us saying things on the radio.
On 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Thanks for tuning in. If you were born before Y2K, you may have some skills, trivial skills, that are no longer needed.
Right, because the world has changed.
Right.
Like you mentioned before, cursive.
Right.
Being able to write in it and read it.
Right.
It's a lost art form.
They don't even teach cursive anymore.
I know.
So how are you going to sign things? Because you have to make your signature go wee, wee, wee.
I don't think you have to.
Okay, so you just print?
Yeah, because my son, who is like gainfully employed, owns his own home.
Right.
Like he still signs his name with just printed letters
on
checks and stuff.
Okay, so if that works, then that's fine.
It goes through.
Yeah.
So I guess the banks don't even care anymore. They just go,
nobody cares.
We give
whatever.
Up. Yeah. So what other skills are there that are no longer needed, but you still possess them?
Right. How to stop a CD from skipping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I forgot. How do you do that?
You wipe it on the back of your pants.
Oh, that's all. But you breathe on it.
And then put it back in. Yeah.
Oh, you breathe on it.
Yeah.
Then you wipe it on your pants.
Yeah.
And then you put it back in.
Anybody that's under 30 is saying, what's a CD?
We have Jill who sent one on the Totally Hits app where you can send us little voice memos. Let's find out what she said.
This is obviously before streaming. I can record music on a boombox. And I can start recording my favorite song so it doesn't have the DJ talking. It's an art and a science.
It's an art and a science, yep.
It is.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, and remember cassette tapes?
That's how you,
Yeah.
You'd make your own mixtapes.
Right.
With cassettes.
And in an emergency, you know, when it became kind of unraveled, you could go in there and rewind it with a pencil.
Yep. You put the pencil in there and you turn it,
We're talking nonsense to anybody who was born after the year 2000.
We are Grandpa Simpson. This is funny. Somebody was telling me that using a landline itself is an art form, and especially if you've never worked in an office.
Right.
This is really funny because my daughter, who is a graduate of St. Joseph School in Madison.
Right.
There was one day when she wasn't feeling well, and she went down to like the nurse's office and said, like, I don't feel well, I have a headache. And she said, well, you know, you don't seem all that sick, but if you're not really feeling that well, maybe you can have your parents pick you up.
Right.
So she walked her into the school office and handed her the office phone and said, yeah, dial 9 to get out. And then call your mom and dad. And my daughter sat there, you know, and she's probably like, at this point, 7th grade.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And one, dial 9 to get out. She's like, what language are you even speaking?
Yeah.
I don't even understand what that means.
But there's not a 9 in the number. Why would I dial 9?
Right. And she didn't know our number.
That's right.
Okay.
Nobody knows phone numbers
anymore.
Nobody
knows phone numbers.
They just push on their name.
Exactly. So what she did was she was too embarrassed to ask anybody in the office how to do it. So she just like pretended to press numbers. And while like in her ear, she just hears like, beep, beep, beep. The call you've tried. She pretended to talk to my wife and said, Mom, I'm not feeling well. Can you pick me up? Oh, you can't? Okay, goodbye. And then she hung up. And then she told
people. She didn't want to be embarrassed to say she couldn't get through.
She didn't want to be embarrassed. So she told them, she goes, my mom says she can't pick me up. So I better just stay here.
Okay. Wow. We'll be talking about this a little bit later, too. We've posted it on our Facebook page. If you want to comment anything that is a trivial skill that you used to use before the year 2000 that now is no longer needed.
Hey, feeling good.
So we found this post and it's going viral for all the good reasons.
Right.
Get out whatever you need to cry into because it's just plain sweet. This is a couple in the UK that are in the front seat of a car and they're having a conversation after the guy has just checked his phone, and this is what happens.
I just got an email from my bank saying that my deposit was made today. I didn't make a deposit today, and half my home loan's gone. Did someone accidentally put money into my home loan? I don't know what's going on.
It was me. I paid for it.
Why?
Because you deserve it. You do so much for me.
What?
All the time, every day. Hey, come here. You deserve it, okay?
What?
I love you so much.
Dude, why did you do that?
Because I love you, babe.
No, that's too much, Kate.
No, it's not. It's not even enough.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I want to get on their wedding registry when they eventually get married because this couple is just adorable. She paid half his mortgage and deposited
really
money in his bank. And
wow.
He probably really needed it.
Yeah.
At the time, she just saw that it and just did it. And that is so sweet.
Very cool.
I love his reaction.
Mood has been changed. Thank you so much for tuning in. The family VIP experience at Disney on Ice in the Eurostone Suite, brought to you by Magnitude Gymnastics and Kids Zone Learning Center in Hermitage. We have our latest qualifier. Hey, Tammy.
You got a 1 in 5 shot at this Disney on Ice VIP experience.
Woohoo, that's exciting.
Yeah, Disney on Ice. It's nice. And we'll have the grand prize drawing tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Tammy, thanks for listening to 93.3 Totally Hits Totally Nashville.
Oh, yeah, I love you guys. I'm so glad you're back on the air.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be back, too.
Yeah.
And the people we owe money to for bills also are glad that we're back on the air.
We're all reunited, and it feels so good.
Exactly.
Tammy, you hang on, and we'll get your information and get you set up for the drawing tomorrow. Somebody's getting that awesome package.
It's pretty cool. You've seen my car, right, Jim?
Yes.
So it is, in fact, real and not invisible.
Because
over the last couple of days, I was thinking that maybe my car's invisible because people have been pulling out right in front of me. I thought, you know, giving them benefit of the doubt, maybe it was invisible and they couldn't see it.
Okay.
Because I was driving by Siegel High School. Somebody just jumped right out in front of me.
Really?
Damn teenagers. And Monday, I'm driving home here on Murfreesboro Pike by the radio station.
Yeah.
And somebody pulls out right in front of me from the Airport Wine and Spirits location, which is always kind of amusing.
Yes.
That it's the Airport Wine and Spirits. Like, ask us about our pilot special. But they pulled right ahead to, you know, put on the brakes and slam on the horn. But
so it's like I have those days where your car, you feel like, is my car is it a ghost car?
Have I gone to another dimension and no one can see me?
Because it looks like people are acting as if you're not there.
Yeah. So
wow.
So be careful, especially if you see me.
Let's you know how we paid for the AI service where you can talk to your mom who's passed on?
Yes.
Let's ask your mom if there's anything like supernatural about nobody being able to see your car.
Right. Mom?
Oh, hi, Wardy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Good. Thanks for asking.
Maybe it's drive so fast, you know, that people don't see you, and you're going so fast that they blink, and there you are, and they don't know what to do.
Well,
that could be an explanation.
Yeah.
You're driving so fast, Woody.
I don't drive that fast.
You've got a lot of tickets.
Fast?
Yeah, lots of tickets.
Everything you do is fast.
Yeah.
I see you and your girlfriend, and then it's just so fast. She seems so disappointed.
Bye, Mom.
Bye. See you soon.
See me soon? You're in heaven.
I love checking in with your AI passed away mom.
She aggravates me more than when she was alive. But yeah, I love you, Mom. Three things you want to know to start your day.
All right. SNL, they have put together an amazing lineup for the first 5 shows.
Of the new season, right?
Yeah. So they start on September 28th. Gene Smart's hosting. Our own local Jelly Roll is the musical guest.
Nice.
That's fantastic. October 5th is the best day ever because local comedian from Old Hickory, Nate Bargatze, is the guest host again.
He's so funny.
He was the best guest host in years, and he's back, and Coldplay is with him. Some other highlights, they have musical guests coming up with Stevie Nicks, Billie Eilish, and November 2nd, another great lineup, John Mulaney is hosting.
Like him, yeah.
And Chapel Roan, who is like the sensation of the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's so good.
Yeah.
She's the musical guest.
Very cool. Hey, what is today? You like irritating your loved ones? Today is officially Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I hate this day.
I don't know how it got started or who still observes it, but it's mentioned every single year. And so you do that all day at work today. And hey, lo and behold, tomorrow your key card won't work.
That's right.
Arr.
Sorry. HR needs to talk to you. They would like you to bring your things.
Oh, yeah. Let's say HR needs to talk to you.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's terrible.
As we told you yesterday about all the charges for P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whoever you want to call him, the music mogul and rapper, he was denied bail because they think he's a flight risk and because of all the seriousness of the charges. Well, there was an emergency appeal filing for his bail. And they said no again.
No again. Okay, I'll ask you tomorrow.
Pretty please?
Well, yeah.
No.
But they're saying it's going to be like maybe a year until the trial begins. So he's going to have to sit for a while. So
like
good, he deserves
all
it.
All the other people that are in jail.
Yeah. Like the people that aren't specials.
Yeah.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Woody and Jim in the morning at 93.3 FM.
If you were born before the year 2000... you probably make noise when you're getting out of a chair.
Yeah. You probably also have skills that are no longer needed in our current society.
A lot of folks have been sharing stuff on Facebook of stuff that they knew how to do but no longer need to do.
Yeah. I mean, like we said, you know, hey, like writing and reading in cursive.
In cursive. Nobody teaches that anymore.
Some of these are fantastic. I love this. Megan Martis is bragging on her husband. She says, my husband's skills include laser tag, paintball, and wait, he's really also good at Magic the Gathering.
Oh.
Which I think some people still play, but not as many as
not as many. They used to. You know, that was a big thing in mom's basement for a while.
Diane Watley Nix says, I know how to change a typewriter ribbon.
What's a typewriter?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Greg in Columbia says, I know how to parallel park without a backup camera. You know what?
Whoa!
I never knew how to do that and still don't.
You know, that's one of those things that I can do.
Yeah.
But there's other stuff here that, like, this is one from our app, and I listened to this ahead of time, so I know what this is. This is a skill I'd never had. This is Gary.
I can balance a checkbook. For real.
He can balance a checkbook. I have never actually balanced a checkbook.
Yeah. I mean, you go through the formality and the ritual of like writing something down. But then do you ever look at it again? No.
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 You have an app on your phone that tells you how much money you got.
Yeah. Now the bank tells you everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just dawning on me now that back in the day, they'd have like you had a little checkbook and you were supposed to write down everything you did, how much money you had, and then you'd subtract how much
it as you go along, checks. Right?
I'm going like, wait a second. They had all that information at the bank. Why'd they make me keep track of my own account? For like no darn good reason. I don't know. I'm just, I guess, delayed mad.
Yeah. Heather in Murfreesboro says, I can use the word literally correctly.
Oh, my God.
How many times have people said, like, I was literally dead? No, you weren't.
Because you don't know what literally means.
I literally don't know what literally means.
Jennifer Johnson says, I can program a VCR.
Oh.
Ooh, this is good. Sharon Lynch Lancaster says, I can put a finger in a rotary dial phone and physically turn it right 7 or more times. And remember the phone number. Or I could look it up in that thick paper book.
Wow. Known
as a phone book.
She's a unicorn. She's a rare person.
She is, man. Talk about skills.
We'll be sharing more of these as we go through the morning. And it's kind of our theme for today. You can give us a comment on Facebook. Or you can, of course, give us a comment or a voice message on our app, the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Best ones go on the air.
Yeah. 93.3 FM Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. Gender War is brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. It's the rematch of the century, of the week. We have Josh and Mackenzie going at each other again for Gender Wars.
We've not been able to get a hold of Mackenzie.
Really?
So while Josh is chatting with us, and we'd maybe talk about what his reaction was, he had some family situation going on
right.
in relation to the game. We'll ask the ladies to give us a call. You're going to have to step in for Mackenzie today and give us a call at 615-553-0933. Josh needs somebody to play against.
That's right. Josh, are you there?
I am.
Okay. At least one of you was there.
Yeah. No, I'm here. We're in car line.
Okay. You're in the car line now, ready to drop off the kids. Where do they go to school?
West Elementary.
All right. Very nice.
Boundaryland.
All right, we're waiting. I believe we have somebody of the female persuasion ready to take you on. Looks like we have Kristen on the other line. So yeah, let's find her. This is fun. We're making it up as we go. Kristen, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready to go up against Josh?
Sure.
Okay, you're ready as a last minute emergency contestant.
As much as they can be.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the game going. Start with multiple choice.
All right, here we go. Kristen, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, or Michael Myers, who was the evil killer in the Halloween movies?
Can you repeat my options?
The options are Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, or Michael Myers. Who was the killer in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Yes, that is right. Good job. Okay. Good start.
All right. Here you go, Josh. Kim, Chloe, or Courtney? Which is the oldest Kardashian sister?
Mm.
Kim, Chloe, or Courtney?
Kim.
No, it's Courtney.
Courtney's the oldest one.
Yeah, she's 2 years older than Kim.
Okay.
Okay, it's a 1-0 lead for Kristen.
Okay, Kristen, take a big lead here. What beer features a frozen locomotive in their TV commercials?
Coors Light?
Yes, Coors Light.
Oh,
okay.
Just beat the buzzer.
All right.
Okay, Josh, you need this one, or else it's a dramatic turnaround from yesterday's victory. Okay, Veet is a beauty product that does what?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Veet, V-E-E-T, is a beauty product that does what?
Moves your feet.
It removes your feet?
Moves your feet out.
It moves
like
your
a pomegranate stone.
Oh, like, I think, yeah, I say, you're like exfoliating is what you're trying to get to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, guess what? Now that you say that,
yeah.
you're still wrong.
It's still wrong. Yeah, it removes unwanted hair. And you would like to remove that unwanted question. That means it looks like Kristen is our winner.
Josh, you didn't make it 2 in a row, but that's okay. You know, we have to pass the torch on to Kristen. Congratulations. She's going to be getting the certificate.
She got to hear it this morning. That was the big thing. They enjoyed it.
All right. The kids were there.
Enjoyed it.
And now they're ready to be dropped off and fill their heads with knowledge.
That's right. Let's hear the kids howl and give everybody a, like, woo.
That's as good as we can woo for this early in the morning.
Your half-hearted enthusiasm is enough to propel us into our day.
We have Daryl Hall tickets to give away. You can't even buy them until tomorrow, but you can win a pair as we play the almost impossible to lose game. Could the answer be C?
Let's play the game where the choices are 3. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B. But who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
All right, we have Kurt on the line in Murfreesboro. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty
doing
good.
Doing great. Glad to have you. So we got 3 questions for you. They're all multiple choice. And just remember, hint, hint, the name of the game is could the answer be C?
C? All right. Are you familiar with the game?
No.
Okay, well, okay. I think you might be able to figure it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Question number 1. To help cut down on methane gas in our atmosphere, French scientists are breeding cows that fart less. If successful, if successful, they plan on creating a less farting A, horse, B, dog, or C, husband.
B and C.
B and C. Okay, well, there you
go. Multiple. Okay, we'll take both. We're going to be generous. Right. Even though the game is called Answer BC.
Right.
Okay.
That's okay. BC. Okay. Question number two, Kurt. Kevin Hart has given no reason why his chain of vegan restaurants abruptly closed. But a lot of experts say it was due to A, poor management, B, a higher priced menu, or C, the fact that it was a chain of vegan restaurants. What do you think?
BC.
Okay, I get it. You know what?
Okay.
It's, the name of the game is slightly deceiving.
Could the answer
yeah. BC?
But actually, we're using BE as in B. But that's okay. You're doing great. You're still doing great.
We saw how you were seeing it, and now we're saying, okay.
Okay. The third question for the Daryl Hall tickets. If you get this one right, you win, all right? Boeing employees are on strike.
Yeah, that's a Freudian slip. Boeing.
Their employees are on strike. Management says their door is always open because A, they want to negotiate. B, they treasure their employees' morale. Or C, the door is open because it blew off at 40,000 feet.
B-E.
B-E. Okay.
All right. I just love how you're just like throwing our rules and our restrictions out the window.
Just throw some random letters out there.
For that reason.
Yes, you are the winner. Congratulations.
All right. Woody and Jim, you guys rock.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. You too, Kurt. I don't even know what happened here. But it
really
was awesome.
Yeah, it was all just kind of a fever dream. So, you know, congratulations. You hold on.
93.3, totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Totally Woody and Jim.
You're probably no doubt aware that today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I hate this day.
Why do they? This started several years ago.
It sneaks up on me.
Yeah, and it's a big deal to, I don't know, seven people around the world.
But you always bring it up.
I always do it to
annoy me.
Well, you know. After the show, we'll celebrate by going to Arby's. I mean, you think about it, we celebrate pirates. And, you know, in movies, they're really cute, Johnny Depp and that kind of stuff. But in real life, they were just terrible people.
Yeah, they were the carjackers of the day.
They raped and pillaged and stole money and everything. They were the P. Diddy's of the 17th century.
They were bad.
Yeah.
They were not like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like Disney movie.
They're not
pirates.
Adorable.
Like, right. Let's stop celebrating.
Right.
It might encourage people to be pirates.
True.
For real.
Yeah. And of course, one of the leftover jokes from our joke off was. What letter do pirates hate?
R.
No, not that one. It's P, because without the P, they would be irate.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I have a leftover terrible joke
from
the joke-off
that
involves pirates. So I was on the way to work today,
and
while I was stopped at a light, a bunch of robbers jumped into my car and stole all my stuff.
Really?
They were the pirates in the car I be in. I'll see myself out now.
You've tuned in. This is the kind of humor you're going to enjoy all morning.
No, it's not.
This is why.
It is not. It ends now.
This is why Ronald hates us.
Ronald, the one guy on our app who constantly says
shut up and play music.
Shut up and play Right Side Fred.
Yeah.
Stat.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
All right, three things you want to know this morning. Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day. Did you have a cheeseburger and wonder, is this real cheese or did it come from a laboratory somewhere?
I try not to ask questions when I eat fast food.
A lot of fast foods do use real cheese, and that includes Panera, Starbucks, Taco Bell, surprisingly, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A. Some of the ones that do not use real cheese, they use processed stuff, is McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic. Dairy Queen, Bojangles.
So. It's not cheese.
But it's still delicious.
Processed. What? All right, so we knew this was coming. This is very interesting. A private school that costs a lot of money in England is going to start using AI to teach at least one class. Now, they say that the advantages are that it would personalize the education for each student. But then again, you know, I don't know. There's advantages and disadvantages, because I'm sure, you know, that AI is not going to tell you, like, sit down, shut up, stop poking somebody. Then again, you don't have to buy them a, like, Christmas gift. Or,
that's true. Yeah, you don't have to get
You won't find the AI smoking in the teacher's lounge either.
Oh, we miss those times. Hey, you know, a lot of times fast food restaurants will kind of playfully banner at each other on the social media.
Yes.
Now a couple of states have got involved. New Jersey has picked a fight with Pennsylvania. Apparently, they asked the question, if Disney World is the happiest place on earth, what is the saddest place? And the New Jersey official account replied with a map of Pennsylvania.
Ooh, and roasted! So,
and then the battle was on.
Okay.
And Pennsylvania tweeted back saying, big talk from people who aren't allowed to pump their own gas.
That's true. Of course,
New Jersey's the only state where you can't do that.
Yeah, somebody has to come out and do it for you.
And saying, every time I drive to New Jersey, I cross a bridge that has a toll on the way out, but not on the way in, because they want to keep you. So there you go.
That's good. I'm just eating popcorn, watching the fight.
Been having fun this morning. If you were born in the 1900s, the year before the year 2000, you maybe have some trivial little skills that are no longer needed, and people are sharing like crazy.
They've been so great. We've been getting people sending us voice messages on the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Right.
And they've also gone wild on Facebook. This is just blowing up. So if you follow either 93.3 Totally Hits or Woody and Jim, it's on both.
Right.
People are sharing their skills. And, I mean, these people are pretty amazing. Pam Minahan said, I can read a paper map, but better than that, I can fold it back up factory style.
See, yeah.
Oh, that's unfolding is fine.
A paper map is kind of like a fitted sheet where you end up just balling it up and shoving it somewhere.
Exactly.
Laura Harlan says driving a stick shift. A lot of people are saying drive a stick shift.
But if you had real skills, you could do it and still, you know, like, you know,
In one hand, steer with the other hand.
Put a milkshake between your knees.
Exactly.
Those are skills.
Not that we recommend it. Tanya Graham said, I could fix a VHS after the VCR ate the tape. I could decode numerical code sent to my pager.
Your pager.
And I could install portable CD players in cars with shock-absorbing technology so it didn't skip. So, Tanya, you were Geek Squad before Geek Squad was a thing.
No kidding. Melissa says, I was the only one at the office who knew how to work a fax machine. Fax machines?
That's right. There was only one person.
Yeah.
Everybody else would just stare at it until they just go... Kathy,
can you come help me? Because nobody wanted to learn, because if you learned, that was becoming your job.
Right.
And you didn't want that.
So you just give it to them. our doctor, our show doctor, Dr. Big Daddy, better known as Dr. John Scott Major, we both go to him, he said, advancing the clear tape on a cassette with a pencil to just the right spot to start recording a song on a mixtape.
Because, it started with that leader tape at the beginning, which, you know, wouldn't record, and it was frustrating.
That's a skill, because if you just press those two buttons down to press record, it would miss the first, like, 10 seconds of the song you wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Gloria says, I was able to survive the Oregon Trail.
Oh my God, without getting dysentery.
Without dying of dysentery, because everybody ended up dying of dysentery in that game. So anybody under the age of 30 right now is going, what the hell are you guys talking about?
I know. They're like, I don't even know what language you're speaking. Oh, my God.
That's really funny.
These are great. Keep them coming. We're enjoying them. I hope you enjoy them, too.
We'll be back tomorrow with FML, which stands for Friday Means Laughs. Not what you were thinking.
Yeah.
What are we doing the rest of the day?
Well, you and I, Woody, we have a lunch with our agent.
Mm-hmm.
It always feels so weird
to say that. Yeah.
Like we have an agent.
Like we're fancy.
I know. Yeah. But she's awesome and we love her. And then later tonight, it's another meal somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I've got a church dinner thing where it's like an appreciation for people that like are in charge of, you know, things at the church and volunteer stuff.
Right.
So they invited me and my wife.
That's cool.
I'll be going alone because since my wife is an extreme introvert.
She doesn't like going places.
The best way they could thank me is by not asking me to come. So after we have lunch with our agents today, what are you doing, Woody?
Well, because I am everything hurts all the time years old, I'm visiting a chiropractor today. So I'm looking forward to getting a good Kraken.
That's right. Release the
Kraken.
For health.
Yes.